fuck's going on here?
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
What broke them down? Was it just
the body punching? I was in a body punching. I heard him actually was crying in there. You're saying your big was crying when you hit him? Yes. When did that happen? And clap the fourth round on.
Bodyquotes.com.
So that you knew you had him by that time.
Absolutely, but I knew you were cuffing, you were taking those punches.
From Deeply Nasty Productions.
Making women dresses like, oh.
Let's go, champ.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxer Voice Radio. I am your host, Nestor Gibbs. Good morning, TBV. We are back. This is another spontaneous episode slash morning edition, right? Because we want to try and get as many morning shows out as possible, especially if the news is demanding it. So I want you guys to, as you jump into this live stream, hit that thumbs up. Why? Because that helps with the visibility of the show. Let's myself and everyone else that works behind the scenes know.
So I want you guys
that,
to ask,
this is the type of content you want, that you want it at this time in the morning, and that you are enjoying it. So if all that is true, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button for your favorite podcast. And let's get ready to talk some boxing, you know? So we got some pretty strong news coming in here from SiriusXM. Tom Lawfer, the promoter for IBO, WBC, WBA, and former IBF middleweight champion Gennady Golovkin feels very strongly that his fighter's upcoming fight with Saúl Canelo Álvarez, you know, which is obviously a rematch, is the biggest fight in the sport. Now, I don't know if that's necessarily true. I feel like this fight has lost a little bit of its luster. People aren't as excited as they once were. Now, last week, the two sides finally finalized the deal. No more arguments over percentages and things of that nature. The fight is going to be taking place. It will be a rematch September 15th at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. So it is official for the T-Mobile. But we all know that there's another major fight in the works, and it's the heavyweight division. Heavyweight brings out the casuals and just brings out everybody. And it's also a unification bout, not like Canelo and Triple G, where there's only three belts. This one has all the marbles. You got Deontay Wilder with the WBC. Then you have Anthony Joshua with the WBA, WBO, IBO, IBF. And WBO, right? So he has them all, except for Wilder's. So it's a true unification for undisputedness. So is Lawfer right? Is his fight the bigger fight due to the pay-per-view buys, due to the popularity of Canelo and Triple G, the ticket sales of Canelo and Triple G? Which one is the bigger fight? Because some would argue that Joshua and Wilder is the biggest fight in the sport, and argue that it's probably the biggest fight in the last 20 years. Lawfer obviously disagrees, and he explains why, and I quote, "Well, I think that the bigger fight is the one that's actually happening. We've announced it for September 15th, Mexican Independence Day," Lawfer said to SiriusXM. Shots fired. Shots fired, and you know what? Rightfully so. Rightfully so, because he's right. His fight is done. They can promote. You know, Eddie Hearn, Deontay Wilder, Anthony Joshua, Shelly Finkel, Al Heyman, they still have a lot of things to iron out. While I believe that the holdup is coming from Matchroom, and they're just doing a lot of
head movement.
It's yet to, you know, be proven. But what we do know is that Canelo, with a clenbuterol issue, with Diva A-side tactics, was still able to secure his big fight and probably will go on to do another 1.3 to 2 million as alleged in the first one. So technically, if Matt were here, he would use the stats and say Gennady Joshua is the bigger, Gennady Canelo is the bigger fight due to its history. A, it's a rematch. B, it did great pay-per-view numbers and ticket sales. So one could only expect the second to project better. But we'd be going off projections. And so would Wilder, Joshua, Eddie Hearn, and Matchroom, I believe, because they will be projecting what that fight could do. But the God's honest truth is that we know Canelo and Triple G did at least 1.3 million in the United States. We don't know what sort of pay-per-view numbers Joshua and Wilder can make. But it is really up to you to decide which fight you think is bigger. And I quote from Tom Lawfer, when you look at the fan base that Canelo brings to the table, he's proven. He's a proven pay-per-view star. Sell out a lot of tickets. Triple G brings his fan base. He sold out Madison Square Garden in New York. He sold out the O2 in London. He sold out the Forum in Los Angeles and the StubHub in L.A., T-Mobile in Las Vegas. So when you put those two fan bases together, I would have to go with Triple G and Canelo as the bigger fight just because of the international flavor of that fight and the strong fan bases both guys bring to the table. Now, that's one sentence I can't disagree. Strong fan bases both guys bring to the table. Now, Deontay is selling 14,000, but Gennady's known to sell 20, and Canelo known to sell way more tickets than 14,000. So while Joshua is a strong ticket seller, it could be argued that Deontay Wilder is not a strong ticket seller, even though he is selling out outside of his region. You know, he goes to Barclays in Brooklyn, where he's not a native of, and he sells 14, 12,000 tickets. Just like Earl Spence, he goes to Barclays, sells 12, goes to his hometown, sold another 12. And I quote, when you have the heavyweight championship fight, when you have a heavyweight championship fight with working with Klitschko brothers for so long and doing so many championship fights, whenever you do a heavyweight championship fight, it brings little bit of extra flair. But these guys, Canelo and Golovkin, it really feels like the biggest fight in the sport of boxing right now, especially since it's really happening September 15th. Another shot at the fact that we don't know if Joshua versus Wilder is actually going to happen. I want to address two things. He said that Canelo and Canelo and Gennady have international flair. And I get it. I get international flair. I get that Canelo is from Mexico, Gennady from Kazakhstan. They both fight in America. They're bringing international flair. They're bringing their respected fan bases. But isn't Anthony Joshua considered an international star because he's in another country himself, and this fight will be with an American? I don't know. Again, up to you to decide. Do these two men bring enough international flair? I guess maybe not, due to Deontay Wilder, again, being American and not necessarily having the backing in the boxing world due to being American. Again, if he was Canelo, he'd be bringing international flair. On the other hand, Anthony Joshua is sure to bring, on the low end, Ricky Hatton brought 30. So I'm saying, I don't know, 50, 40 maybe, 1,000 people. That's international flair, baby. I think so. And now, what Lawfer's leaving out, he's trying to make it seem like both his guys are beast A-sides, right? Like, oh, Canelo's an A-side and so is Gennady because, look, he sold out. Like, you see how he brushed over the achievements of Canelo and says, well, Canelo, let me just go back here. He says, what Canelo brings to the table, he's a proven pay-per-view star. That's it. And he says, sells out a lot of tickets. He doesn't go into detail. When speaking of Triple G, obviously the guy he promotes, he gives you specifics about which arenas, which cities, which countries Triple G has sold out. But, you know, Canelo has done that himself. You know, Canelo is no Triple G, and Triple G is no Canelo. Canelo can do it on his own. Triple G cannot. So it's the same argument. You know, Joshua can do it on his own. Deontay Wilder cannot. But together, that spontaneous combustion brings this, you know, a super fight. The two meeting each other. Because when Triple G tried to do pay-per-views alone, he wasn't selling a million. It was not only until you added the Canelo factor that these men were able to do those types of numbers. So I think that it's the same argument for Deontay Wilder and Anthony Joshua. They have not done it together because they haven't been put together. But once they will, it's going to be what all fight fans want, the heavyweight division. In my opinion, I think it's the bigger fight. I think that, again, Canelo Triple G has lost a bit of its luster. I could be wrong. We'll go out to some of the calls. I'm going to go out to our sponsors. You know the number to call in, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time to voice your opinion here on the Voice of the People hotline. And you could add Nestor Gibbs on Skype to be part of the conversation. Let's go out to my co-host in the UK, still hard at work while putting in work.
Dollar D. Beyonce Productions.
BJ was going to beat me, didn't you? You predicted he's going to beat me. He got smashed.
Why isn't Wilder throw that 90, brother? This guy has been pro for like 8 years, 9 years. If Wilder wants some of his work, he can definitely get it on ASAP.
BoxingWords.com.
Robbie Rob, what up?
Yeah, good, man, good. I can't believe these words out of Tom's mouth. I think, I guess you've got to take in consideration, I think Eric Cruz just said in the chat, like 32 million people watched the first Canelo Triple G in Mexico, and that makes it, you know, probably bigger in its own right. But I want to put a question out to the rest of the listeners and maybe the callers. If both fights were set to be on the same night at the same time, which one are you going to tune into? You can only watch one. Which one are you going to watch? Because to me, there's only one answer, and that's Joshua and Wilder. I think there's definitely more media and buzz about Joshua Wilder meeting up than the Canelo rematch with
especially
Golovkin.
Positive media and buzz.
I think so. Yeah, I mean, I think we talked about it the other day that it's borderline getting close to people maybe just tuning out a little bit on the Wilder and Joshua fight, just because it's just been, I'll send the contract, this, you know, just it's the negotiations going round and round and round and round. But as soon as that contract gets signed or sent and signed or whatever, and they start building this fight, I think the interest is just going to ramp right back up again. But to me, there's only one biggest fight, and that's the heavyweights going at it, the two guys in the division for all the belts. I know people say the belts don't matter, but they do to me. I want my guy to hold them all. I want him to, you know, it's not very often you get a UK guy, you know, representing and holding all the belts. But I just think, like I say, that's the question I want to pose to people. If the fight's on at the same time on the same night, which one are you going to tune into? You can only watch one. And to me, I think AJ versus Wilder is the one that people would watch, because we've already seen Canelo Triple G.
I think you need to send a text to Eddie, say what's happening with that contract, though. I mean, Wilder accepted that offer a long time ago. This is all Hearn's doing. This is why Tom Lawford's taking shots saying this is the fight that's done. This is the fight that's happened. This is the fight that's announced. He's taking those shots because Eddie's dancing.
I mean, it's gone a little quiet again, and I think hopefully that's a sign that maybe the contract has been sent and they're just, you know, waiting to announce it in some way. Maybe Eddie hasn't even sent it yet, but to me, it's gone a little quiet again on the whole subject, and hopefully that's because stuff's getting done, and they were ironing out a few more little details, you know, regarding US TV and things like that. I don't know, but to me, it's gone a little quiet, and that's maybe a good sign. But this fight's made, and You know, it was a bit of a farce on that deadline day. It makes you wonder whether it was kind of already done in a way, but this was some kind of way of hyping it up, like there was a deadline.
Well, you know what? There could be a strong possibility that all of that back and forth, negotiations, oh, we're not taking away. You could be right about that assumption that it was done all along and it was just wool over our eyes, because the fight was announced and we're new media, so we're on top of it. So the fight was announced today, Eastern time, right? Let's say 7 o'clock we did the show. We wake up the next morning and there's already full-blown cutouts of Canelo and Triple G. The fight is done inside of liquor stores throughout America. So I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know, that shit was shipped out.
Beer stands.
Exactly. Tecate shipped out all this product, assuming that the fight was going to be done without getting the okay from Oscar. No, I don't think so. I think Oscar took that Tecate sponsorship money, said, don't worry about it. This fight is happening. Ship your beer out. We're doing what we got to do.
Yeah, I think to a point it's maybe similar with the AJ Wilder. You just behind the scenes, you just don't know, and you know we maybe get played a little bit. They knew maybe that the Canelo fight was going to be announced soon, so let's just hold back on breaking that news, doing an announcement. So I don't know. Maybe a conspiracy theorist and thinking too much into it, but I think obviously one fight's done, and I think one fight is going to get done. But to me, if they're on the same night, at the same time, I'm tuning into AJ Wilder. I know that's because there's a UK guy fighting in it, but to me it's the bigger fight of the two.
Well, Rob, stick around, brother. I'm going to get out to some of these callers here and see what we got. Shout out to Rick Fulton with the super chat love. I will be getting a coffee, trying to go no sugar this time around. Let's see. We got 602. Well, actually, did I ever do the sponsors?
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
We're going out to the 602-292, 602-292. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, my brother. How you doing?
Oh, man, another day, another podcast, and I'm happy. This is life.
I hear you. Yeah, I just wanted to chime in on what you guys are talking about, man. You know what? I actually believe that, you know, the Wilder Joshua is a bigger fight than the Triple G fight. Like Rob said, man, we already seen Triple G win that fight. He got robbed, in my opinion, anyways. But we already seen that fight. And not only that, it's a bigger fight because these are bigger men. We already know that, you know, the heavyweight class is the class of above the rest, you know. And just from speaking from a personal experience, you know, I seen Floyd in a barbershop years ago, man. And, you know, I'm 5'11", 210, and I felt like I would whoop him, you know, even though I know I can't. Since he's a smaller guy, you know, I felt like, give me a couple years, I'll be on his helmet. So, you know, just from him being heavyweight and just the aura around the heavyweight. And when I was a young boy, you know, Muhammad Ali was the man. So ever since just growing up, man, heavyweights has always been the class above the rest. So in my eyes, the Joshua Wilder is a much bigger fight.
Totally agree, my friend. Totally agree. So let's ask you Rob's question. Same night, same fight. Which one you watching?
Ooh, yeah, I'm watching the Joshua fight. I'm watching the Joshua Wilder fight. I don't think nobody in their right mind feel like that fight gonna go the distance. And you know, we all want to see knockouts, and that's what I'm predicting gonna happen. I'm predicting, you know, the third or fourth round knockout for Wilder.
Well, all right, my friend.
Sorry, Rob. Appreciate you.
All right, brother. Well, thank you for calling in. Let me go out to the 812-589. 812-589. Good morning. Talk to me.
What's happening with y'all, man? Boxing Voice, Ness, Rob. Listen, I'm going for the Joshua and Wilder fight. I want to see AJ get knocked out. Not because I don't like him. I don't like all that procrastination. I don't like Eddie Hearn. It's just, I want to see this fight, man. It's like the pretty boy at school that get all the girls and they go get knocked out. You don't want to take that fade. Come on, man. Let's see the fight. And that's my call.
Well, all right, my friend. Thank you for calling in. And there you have it. Quick early show. Something to put out there for all my working folk. Take this with you on the way to your commute. You know, it is 10 in the morning here, East Coast, which makes it 7 in the morning on the West. You guys are in your cars. You got a little podcast to jam to. My UK crew about to get off work. You got a podcast to jam to. This is TBV, hashtag TBV podcast, wherever hashtags are used. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel. We are narrowing down on that 76,000. I think we're about 302 subscribers away from 76K. So shout out to you guys for continuing to support. Don't forget to head on over to patreon.com/theboxingvoice for yesterday's crazy episode of Untitled. Untitled is a podcast that we do strictly for our Patreons only, where we kind of kick back and talk a little bit about everything. I mean, what didn't we speak of? We definitely spoke about the 5-city tour and more updates on that. And obviously, we spoke of Jay-Z and Beyonce's album, relationships, all type of shit, bro. It gets crazy on Untitled. So if that's something you're interested in, head on over to patreon.com. You could get in on any level tier and listen to Untitled, but you could also get perks at different levels. So check it thoroughly. See what you find. See what you like. Remember to follow us on all forms of social media to stay up to date, because we do spontaneous shows. It'd be best that you hit the notification bell right here on youtube.com/theboxingvoice. And while you're here, subscribe to youtube.com/NesterGibbs is the backup channel in case we ever suffer live streaming difficulties. We have a backup channel to live stream. I'm your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. And until the next episode, peace.
Guess who's the Zach?